At what was billed, somewhat generically, as a women's event in Exeter last week, Jean Shaheen made clear who she believes will make the difference in what is shaping up to be a tightening race.
This race is going to be won by those of us who turn out. And if women turn out, I'm going to win.
Shaheen listed the issues she says will win the women's vote, her support for pay equity, for abortion rights, even from back when she was governor, funding she pushed for kindergarten in New Hampshire. And she focused on one particular group that reliably votes Democratic, yet isn't so reliable about actually showing up at the polls in years such as this one that do not feature a presidential election.
It's those unmarried women, those non-college-educated women, who we need to make sure come out and vote, and we need to let them know what's at stake in this election.
Recent voter surveys demonstrate why Shaheen might be anxious to reach these female voters. The polls put Brown even with Shaheen, or at least within striking distance, among voters in general. But they also find that women favored Shaheen by better than 10 percentage points. One poll released just this week gives Shaheen more than a 20% edge among women. That's the gender gap. The gender gap historically favors Democrats, and it could be pretty hard for Brown to overcome.
I'm not impressed. No, he doesn't have a uterus. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Concord resident Jo Ellen Isabel's support for Shaheen does go beyond simple anatomy. She says Shaheen will do a better job protecting abortion rights, women's access to health care, and funding for mental health treatment. And she doesn't trust Republicans with a budget either. But with a race that conceivably could be decided by a percentage point or two, fewer than 10,000 votes, it's worth Brown's time to try to narrow the gender gap. Last week, he released an online ad titled Women for Brown.
You know, I'm the mother of a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I want a better future. And I support Scott Brown because I know that he's...
That's Kelly Ayotte, New Hampshire's Republican senator. Ayotte obliterated the gender gap 4 years ago when she handily beat her male Democratic opponent, Paul Hodes. She was favored by 55% of women. And while Ayotte may help Brown bridge the gap, he appears to be working another angle, too. Women's unhappiness with President Obama's foreign policy, unhappiness that's beginning to show up in national surveys. Patrick Murray directs the Polling Institute at Monmouth University.
We saw this phenomenon back in 2004 with what is known as the security moms.
Murray says that what happened to John Kerry in 2004 is hurting President Obama now. He's getting increasingly negative reviews from women concerned about the threat posed by Islamic radicals abroad. Murray's watching three close Senate races, including New Hampshire's, which pit a Democratic woman against a Republican man.
The Republican is looking at a fairly close race, the ability to catch up, but the Democratic nominee has a double-digit lead among women. So the question is, how do you cut into that lead? And it appears that they're going to use this terrorism scare.
Here's a salvo from Brown, one of many he's launched in personal appearances and through advertisements.
Radical Islamic terrorists are threatening to cause the collapse of our country. President Obama and Senator Shaheen seem confused about the nature of the threat. Not me.
They're using a language that has subtle gender cues. Confused. Soft. Turning a blind eye. Things that they hope will play into prejudices about a woman not being able to be a strong leader or to take decisive action when it's required. And it's all about turning these women voters against their fellow woman who's running for Senate.
And whether it's a reflection of national trends, a response to Brown's campaigning, or a direct response to Shaheen's Senate record, there are women in New Hampshire, women who voted for her in the past, who are voting for Brown this time.
I voted for her, but I'm changing my mind about that.
Ami Lupango of Concord says she agrees with Brown on the need to secure the country's borders, and she's worried about the way Obama is handling the Islamic State.
He's dilly-dallying on his response to them. And he's just not responding aggressively.
The tug of war over the women's vote promises to continue front and center this week. Jean Shaheen on Monday named her women's PR campaign, quote, a senator New Hampshire women can trust. And on the other side, a super PAC headed by national security hawk John Bolton, the former UN ambassador, has filed papers showing that he is buying some $250,000 worth of ads to support Scott Brown. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.